All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods with both Thayer and the trio. Welcome to the rock and roll portion.
Yeah. It's because we got the pickups in the guitar now, right?
Yes, we are plugged in all over the place now.
I'm playing now, and it must, 3 years ago, I guess this wasn't even a thing when I was on your show last. But since then, I've had a brilliant discovery, and that is, I've always been a kind of a frustrated banjo player, frustrated guitar player, and kind of guy that likes to do it all, so we kind of smashed them all together. And what we're looking at, what we're playing here, is called the Bojo, for lack of a better title. And it's part resonator guitar. It's got a resonator, like a Dobro would, or a National. And it's got a pickup, like an electric guitar would. And it's got a neck like a guitar, but it's also like a banjo because I got the fifth fret on there. So the fifth fret peg, but it's six strings, just like the last banjo I was playing. That's kind of the way I'm doing things these days, and I pitched this to the Eastwood Company in Toronto, Canada, and they liked the idea, and so they're actually manufacturing them in their airline series. So it's part resonator, part banjo, and part guitar, I guess. And you can't buy them in Walmart. You can't buy them in Walmart. You can't buy it at Best Buy. None of any of that crap. Which is fine with me. They're not flying off the shelves or anything. No one's getting rich doing this. We're making a lot of music and having a lot of fun in the process. And this one, speaking of Walmart, we'll do this song for Walmart. It's called Down in the Sprawl. Thank you. the block, Temple of Doom. Stack 'em high, stack 'em fast. They got plenty of plastic crap for your cash. Now take it back. Stone by stone, brick by brick. It's just an endless highway on a one-way street. Let's take a stroll down the fluorescent aisles of room and boom for miles and miles. Took out a farm and they put in a mall. We're going down, down in the sprawl. Well, now let's take a stroll down the fluorescent aisles of room and room for miles and miles. Took out a farm and they put in a mall. We're going down, down in the sprawl. Down in the sprawl, down in the sprawl, down in the sprawl.
Both there in the gang. Rock and roll. And folks, I shot video of that one, so that'll be out there. That'll be out there.
Oh no.
same week the show airs, that'll be out there. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I was actually out the evil mart today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had to buy a piece of burlap. You could
go to Joanne's Fabric and get that.
And you know what? We did. We did.
You better know what you're doing when you're going to Joanne's Fabric, because those women, they'll let you have it.
Oh, my goodness.
If you don't know exactly what you want,
look out. We found what we wanted. I was actually looking for a piece of burlap to make a speaker, you know, some grill cloth for a speaker.
Oh, cool.
And found some neat stuff. Had some silver in it. It was kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
And my wife was looking at the price at Joanne's there and thought that, you know, there was an additional amount off and everything. She's like, oh, we'll get 2 yards of that.
See, she knew. Yeah, give me 2 yards of that. If you flip-flop or wishy-washy, those sweet little Joanne Fabrics ladies, they'll turn on you like a pit bull.
Yeah.
Seen it happen.
Yeah. 2 yards of fancy silver burlap.
How much is a yard? And they're like, I can see the boiling. Yeah. Oh, they wanted it.
Yeah. Turns
they wanted to take that measuring tape and wrap it around my neck and hang me from the from the ceiling or something.
Yeah, they wanted $20 for 2 yards of burlap.
That's how much? Really?
And then over at the Sprawl, we got it for...
I used to get 20... That used to come with potatoes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or coffee or something. We got it for $6 at the other place.
Now...
But no silver, no sparkly stuff.
That's what you're paying for.
Yeah, it's paying silver for the sparkly. Yeah.
It's all about the silver and gold.
There it is. It must have been real silver in that burlap there. Just glad it brought my wife, because I would have been dead if I came home with that and said, here's the receipt.
Well, you would have been dead because the Joanne Fabrics ladies would have killed you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She kind of reminded me of a retired nun, you know? But instead of a ruler, she had one of those more flexible kind of measuring tape things.
Yeah, that's what they hang you with. But she probably has a ruler handy, too.
She might, yeah.
You know, with a handle on it.
And she had scissors. So,
oh.
Yeah.
The carnage that could happen if you just don't know what you're doing at Joanne's Fabric. It's a horror movie. Anyway.
Don't sue me.
I'm glad you made it out,
me.
Man. I'm glad you made it out. Now we're here.
You're listening to Out of the Woods. We're out here in the middle of Vermont with both there and his band, and he's got the crazy electric bojo.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool.
You know, we were talking about the Mississippi Fred McDowell. I guess we got to play something by him, right?
Sure.
This one's called "What Has Become of Papa's Little Angel Child." You don't come home till 12 o'clock at night. Yeah. Baba's angel child. What has become of Baba's angel? Well, she don't come home till 12 o'clock. That's no good. Tell me, my baby, why is treating me so mean? Tell me, my little sugar mama, why you treating me so mean? I ask you for water and you bring me the gasoline. $10 bill. I asked my sugar mama for the $10. He said, I love you so much, I'm gonna build you a whiskey stew. Oh, baby. My hair's become old, a papa's little.
That
different arrangement.
How does it end, folks?
I heard JD go for it. I'm like, oh, go for it, man. We're tickling the ivories or getting kinky with the plastic. I don't know what.
Both there in the gang once again here on Out of the Woods. Yeah,
we could do this all night, can't we?
We probably could, but the show's only 3 hours long, so. Oh.
Any requests from you, Al? It's a man who knows what he wants. Yeah. Ooh, wanna do that? Yeah. I gotta switch up guitars on this one. While we're here, though, can we do Unveil Your Love?
Let's do that.
Can we make this work? Yeah. On this tribute record, I did put a couple of original songs that I wrote on there, just because it's not just the music that was influencing me, it's like the song. So, you know, I wrote a song to influence on the old ways, or, you know, just kind of simpler than what I've been writing. I've been writing all this progressive kind of weird stuff, you know, with a very thematic. But this song just kind of breaks it down, and it's called Unveil Your Love to Me. You could say I got this from John Hooker just as much as I got it from Fred McDowell, but, you know, I'm sure they were all just trading things around. Thank you. mind, in my body, all aching. You got to open the window, let the light shine through. I need you to take me, and I'm begging from the gates of this hell.
There you go, folks.
Yeah. Oh.
We're rocking now. You don't usually rock this hard on Out of the Woods. That's what you're listening to.
That's because we're in the woods.
That's right. That's what happens when you go in the woods. You can get away with a lot more. Hiding from those music police out there. Both there in the gang, once again, here on Out of the Woods. Yeah. And it looks like Bo's going to switch out... guitars, or whatever you want to call these things. They're not guitars. They're bojos.
Bojos.
He's going from a fancy black one to a... This one looks like a surf guitar. It's
this is the first one. This is the prototype. This is the one that, you know, when I had this nutball idea, they sent me a bunch of parts. And this one is the... I don't know. They sent me this, and this is the body was blue, the neck, and I hacked it all apart, you know. So this is the one that started it all, I guess. And yeah,
looks like one of those old stock Ford pickup truck colors.
Yeah, this is it's kind of there was a, what's the name of the silver tone guitar? Oh no, the Supro. I think it's modeled after the Supro. Something like it. I don't know. I'm not a big enough vintage guitar nut to know what I'm talking about. I just like making new stuff. Out of old stuff, too. You know. Again, like this record.
Very cool.
You seeing the theme here, John?
Absolutely.
I know we were talking earlier about that song, Sugar Baby, and I think... just play that one, huh?
Sure thing. Sounds like a plan.
I'm gonna warn the people out there in Radio Land, listen. Since I built this thing, it probably doesn't stay in tune too good.
It's also very
humid. I'm not much
humid.
Of a luthier.
Very humid here in Vermont.
Yeah, it's a little humid. That's what happens on those old... polar ice caps melt, I guess. Oh, yeah, why don't you do that, Al? I got no use for this red rocking chair. Well, I got no sugar, baby, now. I got no sugar, baby. Got no water, mama. Got no sugar, baby.
That's how that song sounds in Vermont.
That's our take on it.
All right, yeah. both there in the band once again, here on Out of the Woods. We should probably take another quick break or something. How much more you want to go here?
Let's keep going.
All right, let's take another quick break for the station identification.
There you go.
And all that kind of good stuff. You're listening to Out of the Woods. We'll be right back after this.